Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, taking a look at the markets first off, this rail strike seemingly averted with a tentative agreement reached overnight into this morning. What are your thoughts on that situation and the impact on the markets?
Yeah, I'll feel a lot better once I see that it's been ratified by the rank and file members. But for now, there's a confidence there that we've probably averted a crisis here in the United States. And certainly agriculture would have been greatly adversely affected by it. So the traders giving a sigh of relief there. But in the absence of anything else, this is still leaving the markets to just drift. We got the big export sales reports that came out this morning. For covering the last 4 weeks when we've been absent any type of real data from USDA on export sales, but that really didn't provide any solid direction either.
Well, looking as well here, again, you mentioned the market's kind of drifting. Quarter beans doing that. It feels like both sides have unchanged today. A little more pressure in wheat. What are your thoughts there today?
Yeah, I feel like we're running out of momentum kind of in all of the markets, even though soybeans and soy meal are higher on some good sales in this morning's report. The other markets, nothing there to write home about in that export sales data. Really, I think that's allowing them to be influenced by the outside markets. The outside markets are really reflecting more anxiety today over high inflation and rising interest rates with the Federal Reserve meeting next week. And so it's a little bit of a risk-off mode for those markets, not across the board, but that really seems to be influencing a negative sentiment through which they're looking at these supply and demand fundamentals today.
Well, and some of that inflation worry and that risk-off tone appears to be hitting crude oil and gold, I think, top of mind I see here as we work through Thursday's trade with some sharp losses there. Stock market, though, relatively quiet, it appears for now, Arlen.
Yeah, absolutely. The NASDAQ, the tech sector, is kind of leading the way down with some larger losses. Those are some of the growth stocks that are most sensitive to higher interest rates and inflation concerns. And when you look at the crude oil market, that's also reflective of concerns about declining economic growth going forward. We had a lot of economic data released this morning showing that this economy is just kind of stagnating. I think stagflation is a reality right now based on the data that was released this morning. And that raises a lot of worries about future energy demand. And that's creating a negative tone overall for not just the equities and the energy markets, but spilling over into the ags as well.
In the livestock sector, real quick as well, decent strength, it appears, in the hog market here today. Mixed action in cattle. Any thoughts on the proteins?
Yeah, I think we're encouraged somewhat, and we lost some earlier strength in the cattle market where we saw cattle start to move today in the Plains Feedlot District, mostly 142 in the south, and that's basically up a dollar from the previous week and a little bit more encouraging than what we saw earlier in the week. But with the stock market negative and this overall gloomy tone, it's really hard to build any upside momentum right now for these markets, and so we're just kind of find ourselves drifting.
And again, that's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, September 15th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.